Well, you know, I don't believe in aliens making crop circles, but maybe I should. The Vancouver Sun had a photo of a very strange crop circle appearing in a field just outside of the city. I have Josh Brandon of Greenpeace on the line. Josh, can you tell us about this mysterious event?
Well, it's not quite so mysterious, but it is a bit alarming. Greenpeace made a 61-meter crop circle in a farm growing genetically engineered corn just east of Abbotsford. And we did this action to draw attention to the fact that Canada is one of a shrinking number of countries worldwide without mandatory GE labeling, and as well to raise a number of questions about the uncertainties around GE corn.
Can you describe what the actual symbol looked like for our listeners?
Sure, yeah. What it was a question mark with a circle around it. And, yeah, like I said, this highlights a number of questions because there's a growing amount of uncertainty about how safe GE corn is, as well as all types of genetically engineered organisms that are in our food system right now.
You know, the frustrating thing for a lot of people, nobody ever asked us if we wanted scientists somewhere to change our basic food in a commercial lab. I wouldn't vote for that. And it seems like anybody in a lab coat, if they're backed by a corporate board, can just change things like corn or potatoes, maybe forever. Why doesn't our government do something about this?
Well, that's a really good question, because we know that the public doesn't want this in their food supply. 79% want GE food labeled. And in other countries where genetically engineered food has been labeled, we've seen the market for it collapse. And that's why the biotech companies don't want it in their don't want mandatory labeling and want to keep promoting this stuff because it's very profitable for them. But just what the interest of the government is, it's a little less clear, except to say that government does invest a lot of money in promoting these genetically engineered companies, genetically engineered products rather, and as well receives a lot of support from the biotech industry. So there's a little bit of money going from hand to hand, and that probably smooths along the authorization of these potentially dangerous products. But what the Royal Society of Canada report back in 2001 said was that the process for approving these products is far from scientific, and in fact what ends up happening is it's the government, it's the industry rather, that is doing their own analyses of crops, whether they're safe or not. And that's what we've seen here with the genetically engineered corn. And I submitted a report last week to the BC Conversation on Health talking about some of the problems with genetically engineered corn that's grown here in British Columbia.
Well, it's just being tested out on us, really. We'll find out 10, 20 years from now if there's a problem. That's shouldn't it have been tested for a long time before it entered our food chain?
Exactly. You know, we've seen time after time industries put forward these products like DDT and said that they're safe, and it's only decades later that the real problem starts showing up in human populations. But you know, we're already seeing the warning signs now, and that's why we felt that we should take a precautionary approach before, you know, letting this food into the food system and also into the environment, because it's not just how it affects people, it's also how it affects biodiversity and how it contaminates other crops, and also we don't know what its effects are on other organisms like insects that are perhaps eating the pollen or eating the crops.
And we do have some organic farmers around the city in the Fraser Valley. Mm-hmm. Are they going to be impacted by somebody planting a genetic crop right next door to them?
They certainly could be. The field where we did this action was within several kilometers as the bee flies of organic farms. So there's definitely a possibility of contamination, and if that happens, we've seen, for example, in Saskatchewan, canola farmers, organic canola farmers, had their industry wiped out by genetic engineering, and I'd certainly hate to see the same happen here in Vancouver and in Fraser Valley, because it's the fastest growing industry in terms of agriculture here in British Columbia, and it's also the only way now that we have to avoid GE and genetically engineered foods.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the day when it's on the labels. I mean, I do read labels just for my own health. I'm looking for trans fats and other things, but I can't tell whether it's GE or not.
No, you can't tell unless it's organic. Organic food, it is labeled, and so it gives people one option, but even there, because of the dangers of contamination, you never know. So long as there is genetically engineered food in the food system, there's always the possibility of contamination. So really, there isn't any real possibility of coexistence between genetic engineered crops and non-genetically engineered crops.
Well, I know there's a worldwide movement of resistance to sort of corporate pollution of our food. Can you give us a few ideas of what is going on in other countries?
Well, we've seen there's over 4,000 genetically engineered free zones around the world. Hmm. So that's when farmers locally agree that their region isn't going to produce any GE crops. And we've got a couple of examples of that here in British Columbia. Powell River on the Sunshine Coast, and the Gulf Islands as well, and other farmers out in the Kootenays and up in the Yukon are working on the same kind of movement. But in Europe, it's much bigger. For example, in Ireland, they're moving county by county, so pretty soon the whole country there is going to be GE-free. In India, there's been some really great movements by farmers there. They have huge protests against genetic engineering there, and some really great photo examples you could see on the Greenpeace website, for example, if you're interested in seeing some of that.
What's the actual website people should go to?
Well, you can check out to see the pictures of the crop circle action that Greenpeace just did. You can check out www.greenpeace.ca/cropcircle. And that'll take you right to the photo and action that we did. But the Greenpeace, www.greenpeace.org, has some other international examples if you want to see what's happening internationally around the world about GE.
Do you get a sense that people, now that they're getting better informed about this issue, want to become more involved, want to get active somehow?
For sure. We see a growing grassroots movement here in BC. There's a local group here, GE Free BC, that has hundreds of supporters already. And it's a movement that's going on right across the country. And here, BC is one of the hotbeds for that movement. So it's where we're going to see the most action. That's why we're calling on the BC government to take action, because the federal government doesn't seem to want to move on this issue, and we think that British Columbians, especially with the Olympics coming, it's a great opportunity for Gordon Campbell to make some movement on GE and give us mandatory labeling, because for British Columbians it is an election issue, and Greenpeace has a petition for mandatory labeling before 2009, which is the next provincial election. And you can download copies of that petition from the Greenpeace website that I gave you the address earlier, greenpeace.ca, GE petition. So www.greenpeace.ca/GE petition.
Well, I think people should at least get their names on there and look for it when the next election comes along. In the meantime, maybe put a little pressure on their food retailers saying, we want to know, we want some labeling. I mean, if people go to their Safeway or Save-On or whatever and just start talking to the manager there or the produce manager or whoever and say, we want to know whether this is GE or not, and we don't want genetically engineered food.
That's a really great thing that individuals can do, and it does have impact. You know, we've seen time after time when people let their retailers know, that puts pressure on the retailers to give them those opportunities and those choices.
Is there anything else you want to tell our listeners?
Well, you know, just wanted to mention a couple of things about the corn in particular that's grown here in BC, because a lot of people don't know that genetically engineered corn is grown in BC, and we know now that that almost half of the corn that is grown here in BC is genetically engineered, as much as 6,000 hectares of it is grown, and it's really a scary thing, because there's been tests done on rats showing that that it's toxic. And one of the things we found was that there's signs of toxicity in the liver and kidneys of rats that went through the feeding trials. So it's really stuff that we should be avoiding. And so it's time now to put pressure on government to give us mandatory labeling.
So I like to get to what we call Chilliwack corn, which is basically just corn from the valley, local corn. I wonder if there's a way to track back to the grower, you know, when you're buying at a local little stand even, and just, again, say, boy, I hope this isn't genetically engineered, because if I find out it is, I'm not going to be buying from you next year.
Well, you know, go to the farmers markets, and the people that participate at those are almost all very reputable farmers, and it's a great way of you know, bringing in that personal contact, so that there isn't this strange mediation between the producer and the consumer. Brings you directly into contact, so you can ask those sorts of questions. And what you'll find is the farmers that are selling at these markets go way beyond out of their way to make sure that there isn't genetic contamination of their crops.
And that way we could sort of support the good people who are trying to farm, well, as nature intended, we could say.
Exactly. And this, nothing about what we did in our action was meant to hurt farmers in any way. We have nothing but respect for the people who are doing the hard work of producing food. The problem is that there's corporations out there that have taken control over much of the seed supply, and that the government isn't doing anything to regulate that.
This is Alex Smith for Radio EcoShock, and we've been talking with Josh Brandon, a genetic engineering campaigner for Greenpeace in Canada. And I really appreciate the information you've given us today, Josh.
Thanks very much, Alex.
All right, bye-bye now.
This is EcoShock Radio. All environment, all the time. Get more info on the web at ecoshock.org.